Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. I apologise for the lateness. I was at an all-day conference yesterday, have been so busy today. It is now 10 past 5 on Tuesday afternoon and I'm yet to lock the school up. It is my turn to do that, so I will be quick, I promise. So firstly, don't forget this Friday, we've got three different things going on. First of all, it's Funky Hair Day. It's Funky Hair Day only. It's not a non-uniform day. So please only come with funky hair for a £1 donation. That's going towards the PTFA for the summer fair, which for your diaries is Saturday the 6th of July. If you haven't got it, it's in there already. We've then got Open Classroom. Now we're going to make Open Classroom a bit later because after Open Classroom we've got the colour run. So Open Classroom, it starts at 10 to 3. So we're going to open up the gates at 10 to 3 for Open Classroom. So straight from Open Classroom, you can then make your way down to the school playground. Drinks are going to be on sale and the colour run starts at 3:30. I'm just going to add a little disclaimer. From the moment you leave the classroom with your child, you will be responsible for them. There won't be school adults, and the PTFA will also be busy setting up. So Friday, here we go, one more time. Funky Hair Day for a £1 donation is normal school uniform. Open classroom, 10 to 3, and then once you've finished, you can go down onto the playground where cold drinks will be on sale, ready for the start of the colour run at 3:30. If your child is in year 5, registration for the Kent test opens on the 3rd of June and closes at midnight on the 1st of July. I add the flyer to the podcast and I'll send it with the WhatsApp to let you know what you need to do, how to register. So if you would like your child to sit this year's Kent test, which is Thursday the 12th of September this year, you'll find the information there. So massive shout to our year sixes. They worked so hard last week doing their SATs, which is the annual tests that every child at the end of Key Stage 2 has to sit. They sat a grammar test on Monday as well as a spelling test. On the Tuesday they had a reading test. On the Wednesday they had an arithmetic test and a reasoning test. And on the Thursday they had a reasoning test. And on the Friday they chilled. It's a bit like a Craig David song, isn't it? So amazing. Year sixes, you were absolutely phenomenal. You took our values of kindness, honesty, courage and curiosity, and every single one of you were the best versions of yourselves. So the work never ends for year six. They're writing and their maths, but they've got loads of other things going on as well with such as their year six production. We take them to Chessington World of Adventures. They have sessions down the Cycler Park, so it's not all bad year six, and well done for all of your hard work. If you are in year three, you would have had our communication last week about our planned year four residential. So obviously when they reach year four, we would like to try and do something a little different. Mrs. Young has worked really hard at costings. She did send you a form out. I will send it out again for you, just as a reminder. But thinking about doing a moving forward a year four residential. So sorry, anybody in year four, five or six, but we have done Lower Grange Farm and we had that amazing day in the field for you this year as well. So we haven't forgotten you, but we always like to make things better here. If you are interested, we'd just like to have your feedback, because actually if we can get enough numbers, it'd be great to run that as a trip. Don't forget, we come back to school on Monday the 3rd of June for the final term. And I'm going to count it up, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and a half weeks. We finish on Wednesday the 24th of July. It's a long one. But my wife looks at me, she goes, "Behave yourself. You can't moan." She goes, "I only get 4 weeks off a year." Anyway, that's an argument we have at home. But yeah, so back on the 3rd of June, and we are here all the way through till the 24th of July. And in the pod after half term, I'll have loads more information about all of the summer events we've got coming up, including Sports Day. Thank you so much for all of your support as always. It's really, really, really appreciated. Thank you for all your feedback and support and everything else you do to help us here at Sheards Green Junior School. It's a great place to be, isn't it? We love working here. I hope the children enjoy attending here, and we hope as parents you enjoy being part of our community. Hope the weather cheers up for us. It's disgusting at the moment. Have a lovely half term. I can't wait to see you all at the Colour Run, and yeah, enjoy the break when it comes. See you soon.